our special council meeting for Wednesday, the 13th of March. Like to declare the meeting open at 5:40, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the contribution of Kariyarra leaders, past, present, and future, in all working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome, everyone.
Okay. Item two, recording of attendance and apologies. Attendance as per listed. 2.2, apologies there are nil, and 2.3, approved leave of absence there are nil. Item 3, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate at this meeting to our governance team. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. And with that out of the way, I'd like to declare public question time open, reminding all that public question time is restricted just to the business contained within this paper, as it is a special meeting of council. Are there any public questions? Please state your name nice and clear.
Just in the regard to the fees and charges, lifting the bin collection to $260 something, is that correct?
CEO?
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. Yes, the officer's recommendation is to increase that price to $265.
Is that in accordance with the budget? I didn't see that when I read the budget. There wasn't that much of an increase in the budget adopted.
This is for the budget coming up.
So, yeah, through the Chair, this is for fees and charges commencing July 1, 2013 for the forthcoming financial year. So the process of fees and charges is that Council needs to consider those fees and charges tonight, and then they need to be advertised for a period of time, and then subject to that going through, then they'll be implemented as of July 1, 2013. So they'll feature on your... That would feature on the next rating, okay. Rate notice.
Any other public questions? Okay, thank you very much. I declare public question time closed at 5:43. I'd now like to declare open public statement time. Public statement time is open at 5:44. Any public statements pertaining to the business being considered in this special council meeting? Okay, thank you everyone. Okay, so I'll close it again at 5:44, public statement time. Okay, item four, questions from members without notice pertaining to the business presented before us. Deputy Mayor, Councillor Carter, Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Jeanbach. Councillor Jack, Councillor Hunt.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Taylor. Okay, all right. Item five, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Yep. Please let it record. Yep. So nine, everyone's happy, good work. Okay. Item six, reports of officers. 6.1.1, proposed arts and crafts centre, in brackets 2, artist studios and caretakers dwelling on lot 3267 Hedditch Street, South Hedland. Councillor Hooper, financial interest. The nature of the financial interest, Councillor Hooper?
Have association with form.
Great, thank you. Any other declarations of interest for this item? Okay, we have an officer's recommendation commencing on page 12. Do I have any points of clarification? Well, I think Councillor Taylor had something there. So, Councillor Taylor.
I just wanted to note that as part of the council resolution, just reading off page 10, the Spinifex artist group is actually form, and with the formalised lease agreement, including maintenance and rental income, but that's actually a land lease. So I just wanted to ask about the money that has been set for that.
Yes,
that was
CEO?
My question.
Through you, Madam Mayor, there's the actual lease arrangements have not been finalised. So there will need to be a discussion as to whether that lease is based on a peppercorn lease through to any level of commerciality. Okay. So that will be brought back to council at a later stage for consideration. This is merely essentially giving the planning approval for the land use.
Sure.
Any further points of clarification? Yes, Director.
Just to chase up one of the items that was raised by council in our discussions previously. There's potential to amend condition number 4 to highlight the need to provide a handicap disabled car park in that. So
disabled.
A minimum of one car parking bay to be provided for disabled persons.
Yep. Okay, so with that officer's addition in there, do I have any other points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Carter, I have a seconder in Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 9-0.
8.
Oops, sorry, yes, 8. I forgot Councillor Hooper. Just wait. Sorry, Manager, sorry, just wait just for a second.
I just wondered, is a point of order how you ask a question about the standing order?
Yes.
I just have a question. I just wanted to ask about an amendment to the motion.
It's too late. It's already been resolved. Move, seconded, no objections. So you need to make sure if you've got any against, that is your time to speak.
Okay, so I didn't get a chance to even put my hand up for or against at that point.
Sorry. Okay, you can let the member come back in. Motion has been carried. 8-0.
I didn't hear a vote call.
I'll make sure I speak up. Okay, Councillor Hooper, you've returned back to the table, letting you know the officer's recommendation with an addition to part 4 to include a minimum of one disabled access parking bay was passed 8-0.
I didn't vote on it.
So, I think the presiding member took your voters in the affirmative.
There was any against, you need to do something, speak, move, do something. You must indicate that you have something against.
Sure.
Okay, 6.2.1, Tender 12-09, Design and Construction of the South Headland Bowls and Tennis Club Redevelopment.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare I have a financial interest in that I have BHP shares above the threshold.
Thank you. Councillor Hunt.
I'd also like to declare a financial interest in BHP shareholdings over the threshold, please.
Thank you. Councillor Schoenbeck.
Madam Mayor, financial interest as well in this matter due to the fact that shares above the threshold, BHP shares above the threshold.
Any other declarations of interest?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare an impartiality conflict with regards to the matter of 6.2.1, I declare that I have an ex-partner that is the current employee of BHP, and as a consequence there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merit and accordingly.
I'd also like to declare an impartiality being a member of the South Headland Bowls and Tennis Club. Okay, and with that all declarations made, we still continue to have a quorum. We have an officer's recommendation commencing page 32. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, if I may, Madam Mayor. We have received the documentation, as I requested, the confidence of the summary of price submitted. I presume in the officer's recommendations that the award contract to Design Constructors Limited to develop with a tender scope of works excluding optional item. I imagine that is item 2, table 2, item 1. Is that correct?
CEO?
Yes, through the chair. The tender submission has table 1, item 1, for Pilbara Constructions. So that would be their tendered price.
Are you sure? Because it says in the recommendations that the tender scope were excluding optionals. And excluding optionals is intended table 2.
So if you look at table one, I'm not sure if we're going to have much discussion on this, Madam Chair, we'll need to go behind camera, but table one has two columns.
Yep.
There's compulsory scope.
Yep.
And including options.
Yep.
So we're looking at, I guess it's the first column, which is the compulsory scope, excluding options, which would have been table, which would have been the right-hand column. So the centre column, that price, would be the attended price.
Not table two.
No, right
next door. Okay, yeah, I've read it. It's just it said no optional items are included in this. And that's what it says, the attend, excluding all optional items. That's the reason why I queried it.
True.
So it's in table one, item one. Is that correct?
Item one, middle column.
Yep.
So through the chair, the table two was for alternate tenders.
Yeah.
Which were not
concerned.
Have not been recommended.
Well, okay. You didn't say alternative tenders. It's just table two tender, alternative price.
Any further points of clarification?
No. So move, Madam Mayor, that point of clarification.
Okay, so I have a mover in Councillor Carter. I have a seconder in Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against?
Not today.
Okay, thank you. Motion is carried. 6-0.
Can you bring the councillors back in, please?
Don't worry, Councillor Taylor, I'll be keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, I'll be doing it more forcibly.
Councillors, as you resume your seat at the table, letting you know that the officer's recommendation was passed 6-0.
Thank you, Madam. Can you read it out?
Officer's recommendation. What's this?
For the CEOs.
Did you read them all out?
Yes, he did.
He did.
I'm in great difficulty too.
Slight confusion between confidential items being read out and members' interests.
Thank you, CEO. I thought you'd pick it up.
Now, everyone. All right. 6.4.1, adoption of the 2013-14 fees and charges and elected member allowances. With the officer's recommendation on page 38, but councillors, we also have been given a page 1 and 2, alternative officer's recommendation. CEO, yes? Or do members of the public have this one?
So, can you bring that up on the screen, please? So, if I can, Madam Mayor, yes. For clarification for members of the public, I think it's point 2 on the overhead screen. Has been amended to provide for a fast tracking fee for building license applications.
The certified. Group.
Certified building license.
Okay, so we're okay with that.
So that was the price in principle.
Yep.
So they need to form part of two, not one.
All right. Okay.
Because that was simply referring to those price in principles. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yep.
So it's part two now?
Yep.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay,
so we have an alternate officer's recommendation. And Councillor Carter, you'd like to move some amendments to that?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I would like to make amendments to item 2 on the recommendation, is that the adopted proposed fees and charges outlined in item 2 be effective with the following.
You mover in a second there.
I have a mover in Councillor Carter, seconder in Mayor Howlett.
I'd like to include in that recommendation that the order charges be returned back to Council for further consideration. And I refer to item A, B and C.
Numbers?
A numbers 135, 136, 137 under A, under B 158, 173 and under C 1209, 1210, 1211, 1214, 1215, 1216.
Members of the public and councillors and everyone else, that relates to, those items relate to sports ground lighting, Colin Matheson Oval, Kevin Scott Oval, Marie Marlin Reserve, pool charges for child entry, gravesite digging for adults and children, and the long-term parking at the airport.
Thank you. And under item A, I would like included in that is an annual classic domestic bin service charge for $265 for service per week of birds collection waste from a $248 bill, with inclusion of a recommendation for a pensioner bin service to be reported at the next council meeting.
Yep, so a pensioner service there to be brought back.
Yes. And under B, I'd like to add the additional in words in that, an annual premium domestic bin in $240, the words with inclusion of a recommendation for a pensioner service to be also brought back at the next meeting.
Yep.
And under D.
So new part 3D.
Yes. Inclusion of a recommendation for a pensioner service domestic waste annual fee.
So that's in regards to the domestic waste private residence, yes, annual fee, a pensioner's recommendation to be provided at the next council meeting?
Correct.
So you, just Madam, pass that over. We'll pass that to governance. Now we can take a moment while we get that written up.
So just for clarification,
yep,
the line items which are recorded are the line items out of our schedule.
Correct.
Yep.
And council is seeking a review of those particular line items at the next available council meeting.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And in terms of the pensioner or concession fees for pensioners on waste management,
yep,
that would come back at the same time?
Yes.
So if I can suggest, I'm just wondering whether all that might be contained in one recommendation, one resolution.
Yeah.
So we'll leave three, then would remain the same.
Direct,
so
yeah,
I just want to take some advice, yep, first, make sure, yeah, it's okay with the mover and seconder.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fine. Yep. Yes, we're all back in one.
Okay. So what we might look to do,
yep,
is I would put the adopted.
We just felt there was more need for discussion on the lighting charges, the pool charges for children, the gravesite digging and the long-term airport parking, and consideration of possible allowances for a ratepayers 4-day option that might be available, but also making sure that our pensioners in town are not as hard hit with some of these increases as well.
We did mention that in the preliminary discussions about pensioners.
And Arnold hasn't got any interest. It's an interesting comment, everyone.
I will pay you back there.
You get the truth.
You've got to look after your
employee.
What would you like to put it? You've just turned 50. You've got a declaration.
Rory will say something rude, so I'll get ready for it.
Yeah, bring it down to 35 then.
Appia. I just mentioned that.
It sounds like a beat.
Yeah, I think it sounds like
you turn 50 and APR love
it. Good girl. APR is always one of my best admirers.
Yeah, but I've got all these restrictions.
Really?
APR.
It has, it's awful restrictions.
Is that right?
Yeah. They sound very happy on
telly. Hey, Rory, I'll tell you something. They will not insure above the 26 parallel.
Really?
Honestly.
Even from 50? Hardly
anyone. They will not insure above the 26.
Over 50. Over 50 is over 26 parallel.
Well, now we'll just provide the advice.
We've got to get it right anyhow.
Yeah. Because Jan, you remember last year when we tried to do the free entry for kids, and then we weren't allowed to do it after it had already gone. So.
Yeah, you mentioned a little while ago. I said this a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
They
were
trying to do something. So they can cover up for the kids.
What are we going to do? Could it be in a swimming lesson and be a tree, okay?
No, they're getting reduced. The swimming club is getting reduced. It's causing a bit of a problem with. I mean, I don't know against that. I just think we should be looking at the long term. The project is only on weekends.
See, my partner's been re-elected for the ride on the...
Wendy?
Wendy,
yeah. So you got me the back, eh? I'm surfing now.
No, it's on the news, so they're still the Orange County.
I was saying that 2-3 votes.
Nick Murray's 80 behind.
No, it wasn't the news, so I
thought he'd put back.
Well, he should have called it too early, he should have waited. Because that's a bummer if that happens. Well, what about the Pope? We haven't heard about that one yet.
No, Black Smoke was today.
Was yes. Day one, there was implication. Go back to bread and water.
They put up some smoke and then they didn't know whether it was black or white. The crowd didn't know. It had to be very clear that the next time they put up black smoke, it has to really be.
But it wasn't what the bowls club wanted.
The
they wanted
plaque.
That smoke.
It's Italy, they can get away with it.
Mm. Yeah, I know they don't have a Pope, they don't have a Parliament.
I know, Berlusconi's got himself off.
More information there, not less information.
You're right.
Yeah,
that was irrelevant.
Yeah, I understand.
That was irrelevant. Irrelevant, what put it in?
Yeah, more reading while we call it.
See, Penny loves the reading.
Well, but that's what the job of the committee is, to reading.
We still are.
Nothing that comes to this council I haven't read.
Well, I called, like, said, so no. Where's this bit? Oh, yeah, it's not in.
Sunday, do you want me to get them on Friday? I spent all day Sunday.
Tuesday is payroll, and so if the meeting's on a Wednesday after a Tuesday payroll, that's when I really, really need it earlier, because I have no time on Tuesday.
Delegate.
Yeah.
Get the children to these.
I already had Elizabeth go, I found all this money on the bench. Was it in my wallet? Yeah.
She's a little business entrepreneur.
I wrote down a number. Mine's bigger than yours, so it's just that's what he's doing.
So can you highlight D and E, because that's the only...
The only reason they came on Friday was just to see you there.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry, oh, I'm speaking to the Yeah. Just bring it up. And then take it. So, sorry, for councillors' information, what we've tried to do is encapsulate all those numbers that were raised.
Yep.
And suggesting that needs to come back to council for a report to council to consider alternative pricing. And that report coming back at the earliest opportunity.
That's
and then we separated out to the next section, which is waste management.
Yep.
That offers us to prepare a report for council's consideration on the inclusion of additional fees and charges relating to pensioners' rates for waste management charges.
Mm-hmm. Is the word additional right?
That's what I was.
Well, at the moment, there's nothing in there for pension. There's no recognition.
Alternative fees.
So additional, you're thinking, means more.
Rebatable.
Well, the inclusion of
rebatable fees.
Yeah, rebatable.
Rebatable fee.
Rebate.
Rebatable.
Oh, no, I think you're giving rebates.
No.
Discount. Mover and seconder, discount.
Yeah, discount will do.
If you want to speak in
a discounted fee, get rid of the S at the back. Oh, yeah.
No, there's different. Has to
okay,
be
so fees. Everyone's happy?
Yes.
Everyone's happy?
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry?
With a valid pension card.
Absolutely. So we have, sorry, so that issue, rather than trying to explain
pension
that.
Card. Whatever a pension card. Pension card's pension card.
Labour cards.
Disability pension.
Yeah, it's all a pension.
Yeah, pension.
It's all a pension.
Yeah, someone said old age pension, so it's clarifying. That is someone with a pension card.
Pension.
Through the chair, the report that comes back to council will identify what would be, who would be eligible.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Carter, a seconder in myself, Mayor Howlett. Do I have any against? Not last, 9-0.
This time.
I'm paying particular attention to you.
I'm disappointed myself as well. I don't get these chances.
9-0. Well done, councillors, and thank you, staff, for the preparation of that information. Okay, 6.4.2, 2012 compliance audit return, with the officer's recommendation on page 46. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification.
Moved Councillor Taylor, seconded Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion carried 9-0. Okay. Item 7, late items, as permitted by Chairperson Council, there are nil. Item 8, confidential items. 8.1, Airport Hotel. Members of the public, we are to consider a confidential item now.
Sorry, did you want to mention about the community forum?
Okay, can I have a mover and seconder to go into confidence? Councillor Dekash, Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion carried 9-0. Members of the public, just letting you know. Members of the public, just letting you know, the officer's recommendation was passed 9-0. That council number one authorises the chief executive officer or his delegate to enter into negotiations with Element Accommodation Pty Ltd regarding a potential land lease to facilitate an airport hotel at the Port Hedland International Airport and to report back to Council the outcome of these discussions. And part two, endorses the engagement of an appropriately qualified professional, probity advisor and commercial auditor to assist the town in ensuring a transparent and efficient process is undertaken for this proposal. That was passed 9-0.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That was easy.
Okay, and with that, item 8.2, as listed in the publicly released agenda, has been withdrawn and will be considered at a later date. Item 9, closure, 9.1. The date of the next meeting is the next ordinary meeting of council, which will be held on Wednesday, the 27th of March, commencing at 5:30 p.m. There's no further business. I'd like to declare our meeting closed at 6:13, but encourage all to remain for our integrated planning and reporting framework workshop that we've got after this. So thank you very much, councillors and staff.
You.
And thank you very much, Lorraine, on your first meeting.
Hello,
answering
Lorraine.
Everything.
Yay. Jinx on Lorraine.
Sorry we made it all hard for you.
Just testing you.
Yes.
I've got a question.
And you're passed. You're pissed.
At the last invitation that we went into confidential items, it was a request that you made to the Deputy Mayor that he read the entire resolution. Why wasn't it read?
It was
the result. She didn't read the resolution. The content of that resolution you made him read. He had 3 pages of it and he read it.
But that was because it was all building approvals.
It was a confidential item and he said you must read that out to the public.
You can't read a confidential item.
Did you or not read the lot?
I read the lot of the officer's recommendation.
You read the council resolution out.
That's all you're allowed to read.
What's the argument?
You didn't read the resolution out.
We've done it in the past. You just unfortunately got caught with one that was long. We have always read them if you go back through our thing, but you just got the 3-pager. All of them are normally.
And as I said to George after the meeting, if you've got something which has got 25 conditions,
quite often